The Blind Tag, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, WLW Studios Midnight Jury and After Midnight, Inconclusive Breakdown, Neckbreaker, Two and a Half Wrestlers featuring The Pat Buck Show and The Bro Show, and The Shining Wizards. These are the shows of The Shining Wizards Network. ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. Entertainment here. There are many ways in which you can support the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Perhaps the easiest way is to head on over to iTunes and Stitcher Radio and leave us a review. If you do any shopping at Amazon, go over to ShiningWizards.com and click the Amazon banner. It's not going to cost you anything extra, and a small percentage of your purchase will go to support the show. If you'd like to purchase one of our logo shirts, head on over to ShiningWizards.com/merch and pick one of our latest styles. Or head over to ProWrestlingTees.com/ShiningWizards for our Shining Wizards network and tons of other designs. If you'd like to be our friend on Facebook, join us at Shining Wizards. If you'd like to follow us on Twitter, do so at Wizards Podcast. And if you'd like to send us any kind of email, you can do so at WizardsPodcast@gmail.com. The Shining Wizards Podcast is available on iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Boom, GeekLifeRadio.com, and of course at ShiningWizards.com. From all of us at the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, we thank you for your continued support. And now, enjoy.
Do you know who you are listening to? The Shining Wizard. Hi, this is Paul Orndorff, the one, the only, the best there ever was or ever will be, Mr. Wonderful, Paul Orndorff.
Coming to you live from North Arlington, New Jersey, this is David Adams. And I lied, but this is the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast featuring the Shining Wizards and our special guest, the voice of Pro Wrestling Syndicate, David Adams!
Hey, y'all!
Finally, finally in studio, the one and only voice of not only Pro Wrestling Syndicate, but basically every independent wrestling organization within the Northeast.
My man knows what's up.
He does know what's up. What's going on, David Adams?
Well, first and foremost, you guys canceled on me 7 times last year, so it's an honor and a privilege for you guys to bring me in studio here to North Arlington. Thank you very much, guys. Enough of that annoying voice. Whoa. This is awesome.
Yeah, I like that annoying voice.
It's an honor and a privilege for you to be here, too.
Yeah.
I'm here to have some fun tonight, guys.
It's definitely going to be a good time. Definitely a good time.
Well, first of all, we're back in Studio A.
We are.
After
forever. A.
A.
And of course, you are listening live at ShiningWizards.com to The Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk.
And it is talk about the wrestling.
So what do we lead off with? Hulk Hogan's apology or a 73-year-old man being charged with murder?
How about how Hulk Hogan is so grateful that a 73-man has been charged with murder?
Well, Hulk doesn't like black people, right?
Yes.
Fucking ums.
I can't even say it.
So he apologized for not liking black people.
What'd you guys make of that apology?
I think it's heartfelt. I don't think the man's racist.
I honestly don't either.
I'll tell you what, though. I was all for that apology, and I liked everything that he said, except when he started making excuses for himself. Like, oh, this is where I grew up. It was thrown out like this and that. He's sorry, but he's not sorry. He's trying to justify, like, what he said was, like, right. And it was just like, dude, just say you're sorry, say you're wrong, bail, and don't try to, like, because that's why people hate you in the first place. So, like, don't try to, like, and plus people came out and saying that it's totally wrong that word was never thrown out.
He's just trying to make it seem like, you know, where he's from, that's part of the vernacular, and he meant nothing by it.
Yeah, but it's just like making an excuse for for when you should just be apologizing and leaving.
David Adams, being a fellow racist, what do you feel? How do you feel about Hulk Hogan's apology?
Hold on for a second, guys. Yeah, I'm talking to my agent. You guys didn't tell me that they talk about sensitive material like this. What were you guys? No, I'm not a racist. I'm a ring announcer.
Oh, it's the R's. Sorry. Ring announcer, racist.
My nigga.
You guys really don't want me to get hired by a bigger company one day, do you?
That's not true.
No, we want to keep you around.
Yeah, we need you.
Yeah, if
you
get that's hired, the major plan.
Who am I going to room with? That hotel is in Rahway.
If you're gone, we can't have you on the show anymore.
Will work off of indie paychecks for the rest of your life because we all know that you can live off of those. Yeah.
What do you think, David Adams, about Hulk Hogan? You think he's a racist man? Or you think
you know what? I think he was talking. I don't know if out of context is the right word, but he was talking about his daughter and how he wanted her to, you know, if anything, go out with like a wealthy type basketball player. But the words he used, that's kind of stupid on his part. Was that even something he said recently or was that a while ago?
Like
and now it's being.
It's like 10 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, something like that. Everybody makes mistakes. I'm sure he's just dying on the inside because if you try and put on the network, it's like he's been, I'm going to quote Doc Brown from Back to the Future. Vanished from existence. And it's kind of creepy because it's like Hulk Hogan is like one of the major parts of why most of us started watching wrestling from that 80s generation. And, you know, I feel for the guy. He effed up. He effed up real bad, and it cost him a lot of money.
He effed up.
Have you seen the memes where they take him out of moments in history? The moment when Andre the Giant tripped at WrestleMania?
Yeah.
There's a new one. They took out Jimmy Snuka and Hogan and said, remember that time Mean Gene interviewed no one?
Oh, my God.
There's one where it's like Hogan, Austin, and The Rock at WrestleMania, but it's Stevie Richards' head instead of Hogan's.
There's one of Stevie Richards standing on top of the cage at Madison Square Garden about to
no way.
About to do the splash.
Why did Stevie Richards get selected for more than one meme
about
Hulk Hogan?
The truth is Stevie Richards replaced The Big Show in No Mercy for N64. It was when Big Show was overweight and he got fired, so they took him completely out of the game and they just inserted Stevie Richards instead of him.
Really? They had everyone in that game. You figured Stevie Richards would have already been in it.
No, he was. But what they did was they took the Big Show storylines and they just inserted Stevie Richards.
I'm sure it made sense.
I was about to say, N64 can have storylines, but current WWE can't.
I hated that controller, but I love that game.
That game rules.
Dude, that
game
was awesome.
I still think it's the gold standard of wrestling games.
Oh, yes. Awesome. Yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely awesome.
No Mercy is for sure. In America, Japan, Virtual Pro Wrestling 2.
Oh, Virtual Pro Wrestling 2 rules the fucking roost. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I love on that game that you can get eliminated from like a four-way or a battle royal, and you can hang out on the blue ramp and just dive over the ropes and hit people.
It's the best.
Awesome.
And it's if you play in, I think it's the Tokyo Dome with the stage, you can get up on a stage, so if someone gets thrown out of the ring or the ramp, and you could just get a weapon from the crowd and just start beating the shit out of somebody outside the ring.
Yeah. So good times.
Or The Rock's book as a weapon in No Mercy.
That's really a weapon in No Mercy?
Yeah. Yeah. Rock's book? Yeah.
I don't remember that. I don't remember that.
David Adams here taking pictures.
Taking selfies.
I'm having fun with all you little fools over here. I'm taking pics. I'm in the Shining Wizard studio, and it's pretty sweet, I said. Kick ass, you sons of bitches.
Yeah. Wow, sorry, JP's here.
I have a lot of voices in my head.
Wow. You do a great
Are you Randy
JP?
Orton?
I'm not Randy Orton. As soon as I said that, I realized, oh, wait. Give me
the voices in my head. They're all JP. He drops the bread. Worst music ever,
by the way. He fights his dog.
He fights his dog.
No, seriously. Any word if JP's quest for $3.99 has happened yet? Or he has till September the 12th, Brooklyn, New York, PWS Live?
Yeah, he's king of the short stack for $3.99 at Denny's.
Man, listen, I'm going to finish my shirt eventually.
Well, he's going to get free shirts for life if he keeps losing weight, it sounds like, because wrestlers keep offering him free gear. So keep losing the weight, JP. Do your thing. And I'll just keep doing my Cartman voice because this is Weight Gainer 5000 and I am a beefcake.
Hey, Cartman, why are you always making fun of me?
Hey, I'm gonna go on a quest to gain weight, and I want people to start sending me fat shirts.
JP is like,
I'm on a quest to $3.99 going up.
Go for it.
JP is plugging $3.99 like the WWE plugging the network for $9.99.
At $3.99, he's plugging the Hoover Dam.
I'll give him this much. When's the last time you remember a legit fan and not a worker getting this much publicity on a wrestling podcast?
I said that last week.
Hey, the guy spends money on tickets and merchandise. He's genuinely a good guy, so... Yeah, if he's going to lose weight, I say God bless him. Power to the people, brother.
The guy averages like 60 likes per weight loss photo.
He's a character.
God bless him.
And it's a weight loss photo like every 5 minutes.
Maybe he can be the next Jared at Subway without like molesting children.
Yeah, that'd
be cool.
Well, that's where we have to see.
This is now Steve. That I'm thin, I can get whoever I want.
Yeah. Now that you're a stud, JP, you can have all the little boys you
need. JP gets a job for Quiznos. Aww.
No, no, but
take a look at me now, Kathy Hummer.
You know what? And again, I don't know why we keep bringing it back to him. What
the awesome.
Fuck? People are calling because David Adams equals ratings.
Why did you open? You opened them already?
Shining Wizards, spew your hatred.
Hey, can I tell my favorite Matt Dillon story real briefly?
Oh, please do. Thank you for calling.
All right.
I'm sorry. That was a shark. Dude, you need to change your pants. That wasn't a fart. That had liquid in there. I say he sharted. Raise your hand if you think he sharted in the studio.
I really
praise
don't know.
Jesus.
I don't know who that is, but I want him to continue to call.
He does every week.
Hey,
are
that
we
was
live?
The earliest call you guys have gotten.
Of course we're live.
Yeah, that was an early call.
Dude, it's 10 after 8. It's not early in the grand scheme of things.
It's early.
It's early for us.
Yeah, it's early for Baz over there. Over the island of England.
I've already got 18,000 Guinnesses in my stomach.
I'm going to die of liver failure soon.
If you guys didn't listen to the first episode, 217, he's actually very coherent and quite intelligent when he's not on the sauce.
Well, that's not fun.
No, it really was. It was interesting.
Oh, wait, guys, is this episode 221?
Yes.
221 represents. See, I wish it was 227.
That would be Jack A. Harry. What's up, y'all?
Yeah,
well, we'd be opening with that. We got to open with that theme song.
On 227, yeah.
I need better. No place, child.
Jackie got so fat.
We used to call the pantry at work 227 when all the women would go have lunch at the same time.
Is there anyone from that show that's still alive that we could have on the show for episode 227?
Jack Hay is probably available.
Ooh,
we could reach out. We should have a 227 themed episode for 227.
I think we can get Marla Gibbs.
And not talk any wrestling and just talk 227.
Is the daughter still alive? We might be able to get the daughter.
Let's get them all. Let's get the entire remaining living cast of 227.
Well, we go from hating black people to hating Italians. Apparently, Jimmy Snuka, after 32 years, is being indicted.
Is it 32 or is it the opposite?
32.
Is it 32?
It's been 32
not
years. 23? Yeah.
All right. Let's not get through news at all.
You're getting calls.
No,
that's right. Awesome.
No, I'm hanging up. We got to get through some news. All right,
take
whatever.
The call.
Call back if you're listening. Call back. We'll get to
it's
you.
It's that guy that hates.
We're
us.
Sorry that we hung up on you. All operators were currently.
Is it the same guy?
Yes.
Then no. Then don't take the call.
Don't call.
Oh, it was that Matt Dillon dude.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dude, stop sharding. At once was funny, twice is messy, and I don't change diapers.
Not yet, anyway. So yeah. So
whoa. Spoiler alert. No, just kidding. Just kidding.
Shut your mouth.
Just kidding.
So 32 years later, and Jimmy's being indicted for. What is it?
Third degree murder,
involuntary
manslaughter.
From something that happened allegedly in, 1983?
There's no statute of limitations on murder in this state.
No, or anywhere, to be honest with you. But, I mean, this is rough. Like, I know Jimmy Snuka. We've all had experience with the guy. He's always been nice. He's always been friendly.
The only time I managed a professional wrestling match was against Jimmy Snuka.
I think I remember that. I think you told that story.
Yeah, on one of my early episodes. Yeah, it was
amazing. He used to train guys up at ECPW when I was up there. Nothing but awesome to me, you know? But who knows, dude? Who knows? I mean, give everybody the benefit of the doubt. It just sucks that this has got to happen
now.
Well,
that's what our country is based on, innocent until proven guilty. And who knows? I mean, you hear all these different rumors from people back in the day that McMahon walked into the DA's office with a suitcase to pay off maybe the DA or something like that. But, I mean, we're all on the outside looking in. And like I said, I'm going to go with what this country was founded on, innocent until proven guilty. And we'll just see how it goes. But, I mean, after 23 years or 32 years, reopen a case like this or start working on a case like this, they got to have something in there.
Now, I think most people know that people that we know have a history with Jimmy Snuka. You know, our friends, the Fallen Angels, Strangle Nick Maddox. You know, Nick Maddox handled him for many years until they had a fallout. They recently patched things up, and, you know, Countess has always been talking about going to see Jimmy, that he was getting healthy, but he was looking better. Hold on 1 second.
Uh-oh. Let's see what.
What?
Say hi.
Hi. Hi, Faba.
How about we get a shout out to T3, Tony the Third? What's up, Tony? How you doing, buddy?
Good. Good.
He's one of my favorite people in the world. Every time I see him at a show, I get a high five.
Yeah,
and
you do.
And I want to play the dun 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 dun. It makes me happy.
John Cena sucks.
Your kid's got some pipes, dude.
Of course he does.
Wow, the caller's nonstop. I love it.
Wait. Yeah, make it quick. Hey, you got a shout out.
Turn your speaker down or your radio down.
Yeah, whatever.
Or your radio dial.
As Mike Francesa would say, I can't hear you. Just turn it down.
I brought my my bodyguard here to protect me from David Adams.
Well, dude, and you didn't warn us? I had to walk across the room and hide because this guy was looking at me the wrong way.
It's Falabah. Studio.
Keep him in control.
No, it's Luthez.
Kevin, stop rubbing up so close against me. You're creeping me out. You're invading my personal space.
Yeah, says the guy who would crawl into bed when we were roommate and freak out.
Would you like to interview Falabah?
Yeah.
I ask him a question. Do you need help? Why don't you ask him what he ate for dinner?
What did you eat for dinner?
Oh. That's chicken.
He has a girlfriend.
Do you have a girlfriend?
No.
He gets some words.
Good.
What?
Ask him another question. Come on, dead air, kid. You're ruining the show.
Okay.
Ask him
how hungry he is.
How hungry are you?
Oh.
I think we all got that. But just keep him in check because he's...
I got him.
He's looking at me like I'm a wingette.
You are a wingette.
Or a drumette, whatever it's called.
No, you're a wingette.
A wingette.
Shining
Is that like
Wizards
a fan of
wingette?
Winger?
Shining wingette.
Shining wingette. Whatever the hell that is. Whoa. So, David Adams, how's Debbie Kane? Debbie Kane!
She's doing well.
She's got to be Kane!
She's at training right now, and she told me she's going to be listening to this later. So, unless you want her to, like, murder me, let's be nice, because she is tougher than me, because she's a wrestler.
She's Debbie Kane! Kicks my ass!
Does she choke slam you during special time?
Yes, during
special times? Oh, that'd be awesome.
Happy David Adams time!
You guys need to behave yourselves. Getting back, before we had the interview with Falabah, I know you guys talked about this a couple weeks ago, but Kevin just left this words. You slept in bed with me without giving any explanation. We did the Legends of the Ring convention. We shared a hotel. We shared a bed. Apparently, David Adams gets night terrors. Oh, no, the world knows now.
No, I wasn't even talking about that. I was just saying that you crawled into bed with me.
Yeah, I crawled into bed, but we had many pillows between us, and then you woke up on the floor.
Yeah.
So, woo!
That's some night terror power.
I enjoyed that. We had a couple runs where we would bunk up. That was pretty fun. Those were good times.
They were so romantic, weren't they?
Oh, it was just fun, dude.
Two of the four wizards have shared beds with David Adams.
David Adams, The Single Years, available now on a two-part DVD series for only $19.99.
They were bad. They were bad supply. Years.
Yo, let me borrow that.
Yo, you guys talk about me
you
almost.
Missed it. No, hey, my brother.
What
you got to buy
what?
Your own.
Tony's all by himself on this one.
That one went over all of our heads.
No, it's almost like we've already had you in studio.
You guys talk, literally, I've been catching up, you know, on the podcast, listening, and I'm like, oh my God, they talk about me every week. And
all
then they
the
always
time.
End it with, we love David.
That's our thing. But it's true, though, because we do, but it's just like so fun to do your voice. So, like, we just can't help it sometimes. It just takes over us, and we just fucking do it. And it's just – and you know what they say. Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
Absolutely. And
because you are – honestly, you are in this area, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania,
the
wherever
guy.
You want to go. You are the guy.
Thank
so
you.
It's – you know, and that's just the way it is. We're like – we take jokes. We make jokes about everybody. But when we do
now.
Your voice, it's just a fucking great voice, dude.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
It is a great voice.
He's got it, man.
It's unique and it's different.
I'm in my fifth year in the business, so, you know, I'm still young, but, you know, 5 years in, and I'm just going to keep doing the damn thing, as a wise man once told me.
Yes, keep doing the damn thing. Wow, 5 years. Goes quick, doesn't it?
That is crazy.
So, I know I'm stupid, and I count how many shows I do. I'm at, like, 293, so I'm on the cusp of 300, brother.
Dude, so that's not uncommon at all, because everyone counts how many matches they have.
Yeah.
So, like, so technically, like, you multiply that by however many matches are on a card. Technically, you've had, like, I don't know, 1,000 matches? Oh, more than that?
A lot more than that. Yeah. But no, 300 shows.
I just don't know how to do math. So
especially some of those shows where there's 21 matches on the card, brother, because I'm a Mark promoter. Yeah.
Do you want to name names?
Oh, no, not at all.
There was one guy that used to run years ago for hours and hours and hours and hours.
You guys know I started in the smallest of places with plenty of those 21 match cards, brother.
Yeah, man. 6-hour shows, legit.
Yeah, and like nobody's there by the main event. And they save like the only good match of the night for the main in front of like 14 people only like 18 showed up. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's good times.
Indie wrestling.
Gotta love it.
Indie wrestling.
Started at the bottom. Now we're here. Ooh, oh.
This is amazing.
I did not say that. That was not my voice.
Another phone call.
How many? Is this a record for phone calls? I love it.
In the last like 4 months, yes.
What?
Johnny got Wilson. A question for David Adams.
What?
David Adams here taking your calls. What's your name, sir?
How many microphones can you fit in your ass, you faggot?
winner chicken dinner.
Stop taking that guy's calls.
Wow. I am not that word. My mother told me I'm a metrosexual, which means I put product in my hair and I just fancy, but I still like the girls, so I guess that's okay. So, metrosexual, get it right, brother.
Okay, faggot, what's next?
I'm guessing 7.
You have 8.
The answer is 7.
The over-under for how many microphones David Adams can fit in his rectum. The $5 box is now being sold.
All right, if your rectum was announcing a match.
Rectum.
What would it sound like? Announce a match from your rectum. What's it sound like? That's always. I'm talking about from the rectum.
David Adams plays the butt trumpet.
Introducing first from 16th Wester, weighing at 8 semicolons, he is the big, bad, shih tzu mix sitter.
Kevin's working out so hard.
I'm crying. Was that kind of something? You didn't think that I could imagine what it was like to announce from my hiney hole? Yes. I said hiney hole for the children like T3 that might listen to this. Because it's all about the children.
Not. Yeah.
Like a hiney hole.
Holy shit.
What is going on?
Stop.
Stop hitting buttons on the soundboard.
We have all the soundboards we need.
We have a soundboard.
If you have any questions for myself or the Shining Wizards, please call us now. Whether they are offensive or not, we'll be the decision makers of that. What else do you want to talk about?
201-467-8949. Please call to talk to the incomparable David Adams and the legend Luthez.
Hey guys, if you're lucky, Fala Bob will growl and moan.
Oh, no. Oh, man. Yeah. Dude, I told you to watch him, dude.
I'm sorry.
Should we mic him? Can I get him a mic?
Get him a mic.
All right, let me get him a mic.
Breaking news.
All right, yeah, breaking news. Keep going.
Superfly Jimmy Snuka suspended by the WWE.
Well,
I don't know. Brother.
Why would they do that?
For what?
Oh, he must have said the N-word.
That's exactly what it was. Superfly got caught on a sex tape last week.
Yeah, that's exactly
while he had his feeding tube and wheelchair.
Dude, no.
We're not supposed to joke about it because I know you have people that are friends with him, but it's just...
Yeah,
but listen, who in this room does not love Superfly Jimmy Snuka? If anyone raises their hand, you're freaking stupid.
Fala hates him.
I'm going to change the...
I heard him growl. I couldn't tell if that was him or his stomach that was just growling right there.
I'm going to tell you something real quick on a positive note about Mr. Snuka. I met him about 4 years ago when I was first breaking in the business at a convention. I was walking around trying to interview people. Everybody ignored me. That guy, he has the ability to meet me for the first time, meet anybody for the first time, and within 2 minutes, you feel like he's known you for like 20 years, like your best friend. The guy was super nice. And you know what? And I hope this is all just, I'm going to say allegedly the whole time, and I hope it all proves to be false, because this is a really nice guy, and I hope this is just one big horrible misunderstanding.
That's fair to say.
It's 30 years ago.
Yeah, it's but dude, you think that woman's family forgot about this?
No, so, you know what? It's just
it's you know what
you
it
don't
is?
Know.
It's an unfortunate situation
it
all
sucks.
Around
it
for
sucks.
both sides. Obviously, the family that lost somebody it kills even more.
Yeah.
No, I mean obviously no pun intended, but like
terrible.
Yeah, but yeah, that wasn't intentional at all. But
yeah, man.
So all right, Superfly Jimmy Snuka pulled from the website, suspended from his non-wrestling legends contract, according to PW Insider. So you want to get through what else we got going on? Dude, the Hogan, we did that.
Bram Bram.
Our
speaking of abuse,
Bram Bram.
Dude, wrestling has been in the news all this week for all
bad.
The wrong reasons.
It's everything bad. But wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. That makes sense.
There are probably a few good matches, but nah.
Bram arrested for battery and unlawful imprisonment. I think those were the charges down in Florida with this girl.
Was it Charlotte?
No, it wasn't Charlotte.
Okay. Phew.
Yeah. He would have got probably released it now. He paid. That it's just crazy, man. Like, I don't know. I mean, this happens in all walks of life, but the fact that all this stuff happened in a span of like 2 weeks and it involved pro wrestling is just freaking weird.
What? It sucks.
It comes in threes, basically.
Wait, time out. Are those actually chocolate covered bugs?
No, peanuts.
Oh, God. I saw the bug on the cover and I thought we're eating chocolate covered ants. Oh. I actually want to try. Exactly.
It's delicious racist candy from Spain. Mm. Conquitos. Named after people from Congo.
Well, it looks like there's like an ant on the cover. I'm like, are these chocolate covered ants? Because I know that's a delicacy in some worlds.
Well, I don't want to say
it's a delicacy in the Philippines, right?
I don't want to say
right
what's on the cover. Oh.
No. Jesus.
No, they're chocolate covered peanuts. Yes, peanuts, David Adams.
Well, then he doesn't want them if you said peanuts.
I'm going to go to your job and knock the dicks out of your mouth.
Wait, who's laughing? Luthes? Luthes found that to be very funny.
Luthes.
So what else is going on in wrestling?
Wrestling? I'll tell you what.
Oh, Sting.
Is this a wrestling podcast? I don't even know.
Yeah, because David Adams here.
David Adams here.
Luthes here.
This is the most fun I've had in this basement in a long time.
This is great. Yeah.
Sting is getting a world championship shot at Fastlane 75.
Yes. Fastlane 75. Now, you were talking to us before the show. Why don't you
I don't like to talk too much non-PWS related stuff, but you know what? In my opinion, I do watch the product. I do like to, you know, see what's going on. And I do have a theory on this. I mean,
yes.
Everybody's like, oh, like your basic fans are like, but Sting lost to Triple H at WrestleMania. He's 0-1. Why does he get a shot? Well, A, he's Sting and he makes lots of money.
Sting.
But B, Sting. You don't think that this whole John Cena being a 16-time world heavyweight champion is a big deal? You know Ric Flair, he covets, exactly, Ric Flair covets that. It's always been Ric Flair the 16-time. And, you know, it's like he probably wants, it's going to go to John Cena, like, real soon, but he probably wants it to be against the right opponent. And probably Ric Flair's thinking is, hey, Triple H, you're my boy. I don't think Seth Rollins, I know you're, what are you playing in the background? I'm trying to give you my theory.
Yes, yeah, seriously.
Bottom line, to make a short story long, Ric Flair would rather see John Cena win the belt from Sting, who was a famous rival of Ric Flair, versus how many Ric Flair Seth Rollins matches have you ever seen? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's all I'm going to say about that.
And if anyone can carry Sting to a really good match, I think Seth Rollins can do it.
And bottom line is, we're all in this business to make money, and John Cena's Sting, that like makes a lot of money.
It does.
It makes a lot of money.
It
depending
really
if it's. Doesn't matter if it's at Royal Rumble, if they delay it to WrestleMania.
Fastlane 92.
My thing is, though, are people really into Sting? Like look, the fans always know who Hulk Hogan is.
Who?
When Hogan came back.
There is no such Hulk Hogan.
That person does not exist.
Okay, placate my ego.
You mean
ego
Stevie Richards.
Okay. Yeah.
Everyone knows who Stevie Richards is. From the top of the mountains,
he slammed Andre.
Yes.
Ring of Honor knows who Stevie
Richards defeated
is.
The Macho Man.
Yes, he did.
Tagged with Mr. T.
B-W-O.
Rubbed suntan lotion on his daughter's ass.
When Hogan came back in 2002, everybody knows who Hogan is. He was so over, even in a loss to The Rock, that it was crazy not to give him a championship match. Sting, I'm not feeling the same thing about
Dude,
it.
Dude, I'll
be honest with you.
It's a fast lane pay-per-view. They don't want to give everyone Cena Rollins 18. They don't want to give, so they're going to throw something fresh to keep people linked into the next month. I mean,
I would love to see Sting win, but Rollins is on such a roll. I don't think it's going to happen.
I think
Rollins wins.
But I don't like this whole thing where like we keep talking about like
Sting
is it too early for Rollins to lose it? How long has he held the belt? It's WrestleMania.
Like
4 months.
Isn't like the typical like run like from like WrestleMania to SummerSlam, if you want to go on average, maybe. Like, I have no facts or anything to support it, but like, isn't that usually the textbook run?
I'm gonna say yes, factually.
Yes, okay.
Factually.
So I don't think they're ready to take the belt off Rollins yet, even though this kind of has something that's like making me think a little differently.
Fala, do not eat the microphone, Fala.
Oh, yeah, Fala.
It's not a chocolate marshmallow.
Sting.
Yes, Sting. Very good.
Yes, very very good. Sting.
But I think David Adams has
a good
point.
I think he's right, but does Ric Flair really still hold
that
much clout?
Wait, David Adams here?
David Adams here.
No, it's not that Ric Flair doesn't. Ric Flair probably is like, he even said it on television as a work, but it's probably a shoot too. That eventually someone's going to become a 16-time champion. He respects Cena. The guy's like the busiest guy in the business. You know, he makes a lot of money. He's always doing stuff for the company. And probably he just would like to see somebody more related to his historical background, such as Sting, who he's had storied rivalries with, you know, have the match and drop the belt to John Cena in that way, because Ric Flair, you know, he's got a lot of good stuff said about him, a lot of bad stuff said about him. But when it comes to tradition, you don't get much more old school traditional than Ric Flair as far as old school wrestling values. And I think something like that means a lot to him. And yeah, like I said, I don't want to talk too much WWE stuff. They're doing their thing. They make more money than anybody else. And honestly, yeah, as John Cena, Sting, that intrigues a lot of different generations of people. And when you intrigue a lot of different generations of people, more people are going to buy the network that's free every month, but more people will buy the network that's free. You know what I mean? And I got to clear something up. When you say Fastlane, the next one's called Night of Champions, but you call every non-meet.
No, it's Fastlane.
Everything's Fastlane if you don't think it, except for the big four.
Yep.
I'm with you guys.
Yes.
Thanks for listening, David Adams.
No, he has been. He's said he's been.
I wanted to make sure I was up to par with you guys.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, everything you said makes sense on paper. It's just a matter of whether or not we give WWE
Fala,
credit.
No text.
Fala, I don't know. Fala, put the
put the tablet and stone down. Fala.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna say the stone.
Sounds like his battery's dying.
The stone and stick down.
Don't carve into Tony's wall, please.
Where did you get that chicken bone? Anyway, that's
Popeyes.
Impressive.
That's
food jokes. Real funny, Kevin.
It's a chicken bone.
Oh yeah,
he could have just ripped it off a chicken.
Probably.
But no. Everything that I think David said, it makes sense. It's just I don't know if I give them enough credit for respecting tradition. I think Cena gets the belt at some point. That's I think no one can argue that. Like, if anything, I see Sting. If Sting is gonna win, Sheamus cashes in. Cena beats Sheamus. But that's just me. But I don't know.
Yes.
So,
Sting.
Glad you guys were.
Sting.
No, I was listening.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, but that whatever everything that David Adams said.
So basically, you're gonna build it up so Cena becomes the 16-time world heavyweight champion. So 90 seconds later, Sheamus can cash in and win
I'm saying that Sheamus will cash in if Sting beats Seth Rollins. I think Sheamus would cash in on Sting, making Sting the shortest transitional champion.
Wait, are you talking about, is it Bebop or Rocksteady that you're talking about right now? I get confused.
I thought it was,
oh, God, Sheamus sucks.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's just. But
Sheamus is awesome. Fuck you guys.
Terrible.
And this is the thing that I do like, and it's what I've been saying for the last few weeks. Despite how little some people might care about the top programs, I like that I don't know what's going to happen. It's not predictable, so that makes me
happy. What, in the top programs in WWE?
Yeah.
That's because they book it like that night.
Yeah.
Of course you don't know what's going to happen because it's not predetermined, you idiot.
Yeah, really.
Gosh. Yeah, Kevin. Kayfabe. Jesus.
Stupid,
Christ.
Stupid Kevin. What? Stupid.
Stupid. You're stupid, not a kayfabe. Whoa, man.
All right. Don't mess with Fala. He's getting angry over
I'm not there. Messing with him. He's fucking giving me the evil eye.
Kayfabe.
It's because you're a snack for him.
He said gayfabe.
Gayfabe.
Gayfabe. Is that all for wrestling news?
Bram beat his girlfriend, wrestling. And that was about it.
So yeah, Bram, he's like indefinitely suspended. Is that the deal?
Yeah.
I thought he like suspended himself. Like he
suspended himself by what?
By whatever Jimmy Snuka is suspended by, brother.
Don't they only get paid per appearance?
Yes, per.
Yes.
Hey.
David Adams here. Beatboxing.
Per appearance. We're talking wrestling and wrestling talk. We're in the Shining Wizards studio talk. It's Studio A. I'm not gay. I'm Metro because my mom said so.
Hey. Some freestyle for all y'all.
Look at that.
That was amazing.
You're a jack of all trades.
He is a jack.
He's a jack off of all trades.
See, I just set you guys up.
That wasn't a beatbox. It was Adam's dropping loads on the couch.
I'll clean that up when I'm done, guys. Sorry.
Oh, Kevin's already looking it up. It's all good.
No, they've released the trailer for the new Owen Hart DVD.
Oh, they did?
Which I have not seen yet. But...
What's it called? Dropping In?
Oh, my God.
Oh man.
Jesus. I kid. I love Owen Hart. We
all
respect
Owen Hart. Reviews
expressed
by Shining Wizards Tony are solely his own.
Thank you. We got to get that recorded and be like, the views of Shining Wizards Tony are his and not
the rest
of the
soundboard.
Let's do it again.
Let's give him silence. Okay. Yes. And go.
The views expressed by Shining Wizards Tony are solely his own and have nothing to do with the rest of the Shining Wizards Network or their employees.
Employees?
That's right. We're all paid to be here.
Yeah. No, we pay to be here.
Yeah, we do pay with our
pay
valuable
to play.
Time.
We know all about those companies.
We pay with our souls.
Pay to play, boys. Get in the ring now. Give me your $50.
ECPW. Gino Caruso.
You think the wizard will buy me a car?
Hey. How strong is your grip?
Hey, you can't drive that shit box.
Hey, I'm not gay.
He's going to be knocking on your basement door in like 2 seconds.
I can't get here.
Yeah,
I don't drive.
How many other freaks are coming to the house tonight?
Kevin Matthews needs to drive me because I have a foot.
How many toes does he have now? Seven?
Seven, I think.
Hey, that's a lucky number.
You're fucking gay.
They saved his life three times.
God, listen to the latest episode of Two and a Half.
Or don't. We don't care.
No, I care. That's a funny
show. Don't say that shit.
Oh,
listen to Two and a Half Wrestlers podcast.
Dude, did you listen to the last episode where they were in the car ride, I guess, from Global Force? And they had Chris Masters with them. And all they did for, I guess, an hour and 20 minutes was talk about the history of the wizard.
Yeah.
It was great.
With Chris Masters.
With Chris Masters. And how Chris Masters missed out on a lot of really
six-figure paydays.
Paydays from...
And you can listen to that on the Shining Wizards Network or go to 2andahalfwrestlers.com.
Awesome. Oh, Fala's just discovered all the Nintendo games. Oh.
Those are not graham crackers.
You see, in Fala's country, they didn't have Nintendo.
Oh, I see.
It's all new to him now.
Excuse me, Jesus.
It's all Nintendo to him.
Nintendo?
Good one. I like that one.
Nintendo?
Are we going to have fun with David Adams?
Yeah, let's have some fun with David Adams.
Do you have the list of things David Adams says?
Plenty.
All right.
Now, how do you want to do this? Should I bring my laptop over to him and point out the ones I want him to read, or should I read them and have him repeat them?
You know what? Can you plug in? Can you?
No, read them and have him repeat them.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know, that'll take a little of the luster out of it.
It'll take the luster.
But it could be funny hearing you say it in regular talk and then have him say it in David Adams talk.
It's going to go long. You know what?
He has to read them first. Disconnect
what you have on the monitor from the cable and then just plug it into your laptop and it'll put up what you have on your screen on that screen so you can read it.
I'm stupid. You do it.
Did you guys get all that out there in Shining Wizards Land?
Thank you.
Hey, I just went to go find like a online, like a Wi-Fi here, and one of them comes up, Pooper. Yeah. What is that?
That's the Wi-Fi.
That's the one I'm hooked into. Yep.
You guys are all hooked into Pooper?
We're all on the Pooper.
Can I have your Pooper password, please?
Yeah. Oh, God. Tony's ass is right in my face.
Poopy.
Yeah, I am plugged in.
Oh, are you going to put the computer stuff in front of me?
Oh, the PWS logo's still up?
Yes.
Oh, I still have Wirecast. Hold on.
Which looks very cool, by the way. Just throw that out there.
Yes.
Definitely. I see mountains.
I see sunshine. Okay, hold on. Incense, lollipops, and big black ticks. Can you see anything yet?
I see mountains.
Oh, you still only see mountains?
My mic's not even on. Why don't you tell me? I'm singing to nobody.
Okay. Talk amongst yourselves while I get this display thing right.
I'm like serenading Fala talking about David Adams' affinity for black penis.
Wow. Ugh.
Who told you about that anyway?
Fala can communicate.
I still see mountains.
Oh, God.
And for the record, I do not like those things that you just said. I don't like BPs.
Go to your settings and
no one likes that gas station.
I was just there.
Oh, no, you weren't.
Oh, yeah, I was. Oh, yeah, I did. Displays.
Quick word before we continue. Condolences to our brothers at the Inconclusive Breakdown podcast.
Oh, we should have started with that.
Yeah, you know what? But David Adams was here. We were getting all silly and crazy and wacky. But Timmy Schisler from the Inconclusive Breakdown podcast passed away on Sunday. He was only 32 years old. Wow. I had no idea he was that young.
That's terrible.
My condolences.
It was rough, man. It was rough on all three guys. They actually put together a nice tribute to him. He was a stand-up comic. They played some of his comedy, told some of his stories, and... We miss him. It's one of our brothers fallen. It was rough, dude. I was talking to Justin all day Sunday. It was pretty rough on everybody.
But, yeah, so big Shout out to the guys at the Inconclusive.
And rest in peace, Timmy.
Yes, sir.
Yes, rest in peace, Timmy. I'm sure he would have enjoyed this episode.
As a comedian, he would want us to keep on making people laughing.
Damn right.
This episode has had a couple chuckles. I'm Chuckles the Clown, kids.
If you have anything you'd like David Adams to say, call in. 201-467-8949. In the meantime.
Put that on the Facebook. In the meantime.
But I do get to pick and choose what I say.
No, I get to pick and choose, but I won't make you say anything that would get you in trouble.
God damn it, Bobby. What in the hell?
You know what?
Yeah. Bobby, okay.
Read out names. This? So
oh,
this
yeah,
way
of course. This first
we
one
can get
here.
Proper credit.
Oh, should we play Blitzkrieg Bop?
You better play.
Yeah, you want me to put it underneath?
My yeah, music.
Do you have the whole song?
I always wanted to say that.
That was good.
Let me just turn
good.
It down, though.
Oh, yeah, don't make it too loud.
Ugh.
Is that good?
Yes. Now we are going to play. What do you want to call this game? What did David Adams just say?
There you go.
There we go. Okay. First one is from Felonious Punkford.
Hello.
And go.
God is dead. Satan lives. The year is one. The year is one. God is dead.
Yeah, and you want a job with WWE?
That's awesome. Jackass. No, he's fine. He's fine. Okay, the next one.
Felonious Punkford told me to say it.
Yes.
This one is coming from the Jewosaurus. And they also want to play this on 2.5 wrestlers.
Just busting.
I'll do this for you, Jay Silva, and only you. Here it goes. God damn it.
David Adams here, and I would love Jay Silva's giant cock in my mouth.
Wow.
This is awesome. I'm going to be paying for that sound bite for years to come.
Oh, my God.
He said, come.
Oh, geez. Some of these are shitty. Hold on.
No, read the shitty ones, too.
Go to,
This what? Is awesome. There.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me make that. I have to.
You're listening live at shiningwizards.com.
Well, I said I would say just about anything, and well, we've already talked about giant wangs in my mouth.
Okay, here we go. Boz Smith. You can do all of them.
Boz Smith, this one's for you. Why is this goat suckling on my nipple?
What? What?
I don't know why it says Shiny Wizards.
Yeah, yeah,
Shining Wizards!
Thank you.
Wait, that's it?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay. Kathy Hummer's Cheesesteak Surprise!
It's like you're announcing Battle Royal entrance.
There you go.
And last but not least, Baza Smith is... cunt.
He requested you say that about him?
He's a self-loathing motherfucker.
Thank you, Boz Smith, for listening and supporting the Shiny Wizards Network.
Okay, this one's from Todd Brantley. This is for Craig.
Oh, God. Guys, do I really smell, by the way?
Yes. Don't lean into me.
I don't smell anything.
My gear costs more than you make in a year.
Fantastic.
Craig's going to be mad. I said that pretty good.
You did say that pretty good. All right, I have more. I have more on another post.
Well, I hope you do.
I have more on another post. Okay.
Hey. Oh. All right, let's go. See.
Okay. This one's from Jeremy Thompson.
Little Jeremy Thompson says that I should say this. Coming this fall, Dirty Harry Callahan is back. On the streets, ready to take on the most notorious psychopath yet. And his name is John Cena.
Okay. Oh, this one's from Boz Smith.
Boz is Smith's back again. Boz is back. Call a friend. Suggestions. Dave Destruction is retired. Suck my balls. No relation to the first post I just said. Can I fly your kite?
This is a funny one.
Boz is Smith told me to say... Kevin Matthews is still fat slim.
Dude.
Mr. Tubby Matthew Bowman. At this point, Tony's wife and kid are probably like, what the hell is going on downstairs?
My eyes are burning.
And I am sorry to Mrs. Shining Wizards Tony and to T3. This is getting a little cray, as the kids say, because they're too damn lazy to say crazy. And, oh, where is he? Oh, we got to get out of the toilet, Kevin, because this one's for you. Kevin Garifo is single because he's scared of commitment. Well, no shit. And because he's ugly as fuck.
Oh. And David Adams just dropped the mic.
Oh, wow.
He's a comedian.
Not entirely inaccurate.
Not entirely. Okay. This is all. This is from Dave Mega Powers. This leads into that, so that's
the
all
infamous
one.
Dave Mega Powers?
Yes.
Okay, Dave Mega Powers. Congrats to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast for continuing to be the number one podcast on the Shining Wizards Network. I thought we're the number one podcast here.
No.
Sorry.
Rowdy Piper wearing blackface was my idea. Dave Mega Powers. Somewhere, Roddy Piper's coming up. Is he coming down from the heavens or up from hell? I'm not sure, but one way or the other, he's coming for you, Powers.
Oh, my God. Okay, then there was a whole back and forth between Mega Powers and everybody, and we're not going to read all of that because it's so long. Okay. Where is it? Anything else? Anything else good? Oh, here we go. This one's from Fala. This is the first one from Fala.
You mean Lufez.
Oh, wait, I have to translate it to the words that that stands for? Okay.
Yeah, use Google Translate. Don't read the boz.
This one's for you, baby. That's gotta be Tubby Kane! That's gotta be Tubby Kane! I love you, baby. Don't kill me later. Holla.
Oh, my God. Okay, I think we have time for... We got one or two more.
We have time for a bunch.
Read this one from, he's part of, he's Craig's security for a Club Taboo.
Is that Gino Gotts?
It's Gino Gotts.
Gino Gotts says, hey, yo, if you ever take a trip to Cobb County, Georgia, you better read the signs. Respect the law and order, or you'll serve hard times.
Okay.
Gino Gotts, he's adorable.
Oh, yes. And the last, but certainly not least, also from Falaba, let me Google Translate the Boz. And, okay, there it is. Try your best not to fuck it up.
I don't have a lot more to say about the way I feel about Ric Flair. No respect, no honor. There are no honor amongst thieves in the first place. He put hard times on Dusty Rhodes and his family. You don't know what hard times are, Daddy. Hard times are when the textile workers around this country are out of work. They got four or five kids and can't pay their wages, can't buy their food. Hard times are when the auto workers are out of work and they tell them to go home. And hard times are when a man has worked at a job for 30 years, and they give him a watch, kick him in the butt, and say, hey, a computer took your place, Daddy. That's hard times. That's hard times.
Wow.
Oh, I should have told you all, please lower the volume on your listening devices, because I just blew up your eardrums.
Oh, that was the best
thing
ever.
Thank you, Fala Ba. And I only thought he knew how to say and ah.
Yeah, to translate.
That's a great translator. Thank you, Edward Jackson. Wow.
What will David Adams say, ladies and gentlemen?
Say anything I want, because that's how you get fired from companies. You can't say whatever you want, but you can just tell me to say stuff and I'll say it.
Wow. That was the best thing ever.
Hands down.
Oh, by the way, if anybody's listening, David Adams is looking to do voiceover work. So if you would like David Adams to do voiceover work for you, whether it be for movies, television, commercials, if there's money involved, I'll do voiceover work for you. And I'll give you the contact information at the end of this program, so keep listening. But David Adams, putting the masses to sleep. You can all suck my balls.
Hey, listen, this is JP. You keep taking my gimmick. I'm sitting here trying to get to $3.99. I'm stuck at the mall. I need a ride home from the mall. No one wants to pick me up from the mall.
Walk!
I should walk, but there's hills. I don't care. And the hills have
eyes. If you walk, you'll be down to $3.50.
$3.50? I don't care.
You want to take a quick break?
Do we want a break?
Yes. Okay. Yeah,
right,
quick break.
All right, we'll take a quickie.
I gotta gather my thoughts.
Quickie.
My eyes are on fire.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was What Will David Adams Say? We'll be right back.
That was amazing.
Oh,
we'll be
shit.
Right back.
You know what? Filibuster for a second. I don't have the commercial break in.
Oh, okay. All right. So that's how professional we are here.
So at any time, feel free and call in. And the number is
201-467-8949. 201-467-8WIZ. No one knows anything.
Say it one more time because I interrupted you.
201-467-8949. We will be back.
Bah.
After.
Bah.
After.
Bah.
This break.
Bah. Bah.
We'll see you in a little bit.
Bah.
Every Friday, the 80s and 90s are back on The Midnight Jury. Available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio, The Jury transports you back to the days of Walkmans, VHS, arcades, and malls. Covering the best in pop culture, pro wrestling, and horror. From reviews to interviews and everything in between, we want you to get on board every Friday and travel back to the last old school generation. The Midnight Jury is a production of WLWstudios.com and a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
Hi, this is Justin.
And Tim.
And Vince.
And Timmy.
And we are your hosts of the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast, bringing you the best in entertainment news and opinions. We cover the worlds of movies, TV, music, sports, video games, comic books, and of course, professional wrestling, as well as pop culture top 10 lists and fan castings. New episodes every Sunday. You can find us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio, proud members of the Shining Wizards Network.
Hey, it's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Phil Rea, inviting all of you, when you're done with this podcast, head back on over to the Shining Wizards Network. That's right, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, where myself and Dave Mega Powers are the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, covering everything from the current to the way back. It's the Turnbuckle Throwbacks on the Shining Wizards Network. ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, entertainment here.
Shalom, it's the unprofessional Jewosaurus, Jay Silver, right here to tell you about Two and a Half Wrestlers Podcast. It's myself, Kevin Matthews, Pat Buck, and our newest member, former WWE superstar Kurt Hawkins, now going as Brian Myers, because the man needed something else to do on Monday nights now that he was free. Two and a Half Wrestlers Podcast, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and of course, right here at Shining Wizards Network.
You probably have 80 podcasts in your queue that you'll never catch up on, but I bet none of them cover the worlds of professional wrestling and heavy metal music.
That's where Neckbreaker fills the gap. We drink a truckload of beers, interview the best metal bands, and cover the latest pro wrestling headlines, all in one drunken mess of a podcast.
Find our episodes on iTunes, the Shining Wizards Network, Stitcher Radio, and Neckbreaker.net. Be sure to follow our drunk and irrelevant updates on Twitter and Facebook at NB Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back.
Woo!
Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. We aim to please, and I think we've been very pleasant tonight.
I could have drained the tears of laughter from my eyes. Like, my shirt is soaking wet from just cracking up over, like, the last 6 minutes of What Will David Adams Say?
Oh, the Hard Times promo always rules.
That was funny.
Always rules. 201-467-8949. I don't know how much longer we're going to go.
We still have... I don't know. I mean, do you want to... Like, we could talk about, like, I mean, there's still some stuff going on in World of Wrestling, on the bigger level. I mean, we have to talk about, obviously, Pro Wrestling Syndicate coming up September 12th in Brooklyn, New York.
Well, if you want, we could do that with the plugs.
Well, we can do it with the plugs, but, I mean, I don't know how many people know that it's a pretty big night for not only for PWS, but for us.
Well, all right, fair enough. So, I like where you're going with that.
So Pro Wrestling Syndicate is going to put on an amazing show. September 12th at St. Patrick's COIO Sports Club with the guy that we'll be hosting initially in the pre-show meet and greet, which is the man. I mean, one of the greatest.
The human suplex machine.
I mean, you can put him up there, and what he did for ECW is comparable to what some of the top-tier guys have done for WWE and WCW.
What the Von Erichs and the Freebirds did for World Class.
Taz and Sabu did
for ECW.
Agreed. And Taz did a whole lot more. And so we will be hosting Taz. 6 o'clock is the autograph signing, where we will be joined by the human suplex machine.
Podcaster. Brand new broadcasting job starting the 14th.
Yep, on CBS Radio.
That's
so
huge.
That's big, man. That's a gig that they give to the most respected guys that podcast and that do radio. So
it shows you where we rate.
Well, listen, we'll get there. No, we're already there. Fuck that nonsense. Yeah, we're the Shining Wizards Network, motherfucker.
That's right.
So Taz, I mean, what would be your favorite? I mean, I know we got a show to do before that, but while we're here filibustering, as they said, filibustering, if you will.
Filibustering, daddy. All time, forgetting about hard times, because we got fun times.
Daddy. There you go, baby.
He's dead, too. What a fucking depressing year.
Dude, everything we talked about so far was about negative, other than what would David Adams read, was like Hogan apologizing for being a racist, Snuka being charged with murder, Bram being arrested, Dusty Rhodes passing away, Roddy Piper passing away.
A fellow Shining Wizards Network member passing away.
I mean, listen.
God bless David Adams. I hate to say
it. No, I don't hate to say it. Fuck that, dude. But yeah, I mean, not everything is all roses and unicorns and fucking dandelions in a meadow. You know, shit happens.
In a meadow, I like that.
This is real life. This is the real world. We have to get used to it. But I'm sure, just as many things that have happened lately, and while wrestling is in the news, I'm sure, coming in a couple months or whatever, wrestling will be fantastic and everything will be hunky dory and there will be unicorns, there will be dandelions, and there will be body slams and headlocks and
all that jazz.
And John Cena stunners and all that great stuff.
Oh, God, I heard Austin was just like, enough is enough with that bullshit.
Yeah, dude.
It's just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. Well, it seems like the boys are coming back from the commercial break.
Yeah, they are.
I'm glad I told them it was 2.5 minutes long.
The boys. The boys are back in town. Just busted. So we got Taz coming in September 12th, Pro Wrestling Syndicate.
Yes, please come out and get an autograph and a picture with Taz. Support the Shining Wizards.
My rent depends on it.
Well, if anybody knows anything about the venue, the St. Patrick's CYO in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, New York, the hometown of Too Cocky Kevin Matthews, you know that there have been wrestling events there in the past. It's an intimate 500 fan attendance that can fit in there. It's going to sell out.
Yeah,
so don't say, I'll get them at the door.
No,
you know, you really do need to buy them in advance. We're not just joshing you to, you know, push tickets. This is going to sell out.
And there's a bus leaving from Rahway.
Yeah.
4 o'clock it's leaving.
Yeah, it's only $30.
I think I'll be on that bus, actually.
And you get a TV and a Hummer.
Well, don't tell the fans that, Kevin. $30 and you get to spend an hour with Shining Wizards Kevin.
Oh, my God. You know what it's going to be?
What's
it's going to be Hummer sitting next to him and Ronnie standing over him wanting to talk to him.
Oh, Ronnie would be like, remember that time the Undertaker wrestled the Undertaker? That was cool. Remember the time?
Remember
the time when Brother Love managed The Undertaker? That was cool.
These are our paying customers. They're there to love wrestling. And we're here to talk about wrestling and wrestling talk.
All right, being that Taz is coming to Pro Wrestling Syndicate September 12th.
Taz.
Yeah, does anyone have a favorite fucking
Shane Douglas
Taz story? Taz memory?
Yes, it was after an ECW show. And we were at Roy Rogers' rest stop, and there's Taz in line.
Trolling for men.
Trolling for men? No, he was not trolling for men.
No,
Tony.
You were.
Oh, yeah, I was.
And here comes Taz waddling in.
Bro, put your dick back, bro. No, so Taz is in line, and he's cutting his head, so, you know, whatever.
And our buddy Randy goes up to Taz.
Randy.
Randy. He goes, and Randy's a character. He goes, "Hey. Hey, Taz, is that blood real on your head?"
We Ladies have a phone call, boys.
Direct from Snodland.
We have a phone call.
From overseas, over the pond, Bazza Smith.
Hello, people.
Hello, Bazza Expedition. How are you today, champ?
Fucking marvelous, old chap.
Marvelous is a marvelous thing to be.
What's up, Bazza? This is David Adams. How you doing, bro?
Hey, dude.
Affleck. Is he always like this? He's adorable.
Have you been listening at all, or are you going to listen back later?
Oh, I'm listening right now.
Oh, that's so awesome. So, yeah David Adams.
The other week when I spoke to him, when he was over in all Hispania, that I was off this week, and I'll try and listen in and call.
That's amazing. What time is it?
Is it 2 o'clock in the morning there? Are you guys 5 hours?
Time, like 3 or 4.
The time here, yeah, it's just gone 2 o'clock.
I'm a time zone master. Yay.
And I'm not even fucking drunk. How about it?
Well, what the hell's wrong with it? You guys love that warm beer over there, right?
Warm beer.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Kevin's holding it back.
Yeah, we do.
You got me.
Kevin's still wristing it off, is he?
Yeah, he's always wristing it off.
He's nursing a fucking twisted tea right now.
Nursing.
Kevin does
not
nurse.
That's what I had.
Did you like Adams reading your poetry?
I loved all of it. Very good job. Very good job indeed.
Thank you.
That was awesome, David Adams.
Thank you very much. You've been a beautiful audience.
Yeah, fantastic. Just wanted to find out and say hello and say thank you for what you do. Enjoy it every week, as you know. Very, very, very fucking obviously very happy that Zack Sabre Jr. won PWG's bowler last weekend.
I know you were. That's awesome. You should get
I've got a lot of fucking hate for that on the Progress fan page.
Yeah, why? Because people didn't know yet?
Well, you've got all the fucking dicks going, spoiler. I'm like, what? Because you're not interested until DVD comes out in a fucking month's time, you cunt.
They love that word over there.
Zack Sabre actually kind of surprised me because I had Speedball, Mike Bailey, as my prediction. Yes, because of the cocaine.
For me personally, it was
Mike Bailey's got trucker tan.
Can we let the caller talk?
Between ZSJ and Trevor Lee, myself, but
I like to speedball.
I like to ski ball.
Do you?
I like to ski ball.
Hey, Bazza, when you come into the States, maybe Matt will fly you in like he did Dan Lopez.
Well, snuck him in underneath the fucking fence.
How much is this phone call costing you right now?
40 quid.
Fuck all, because it's on Skype.
See?
I don't. What the fuck do I know? I don't know.
You're uneducated. You uneducated American.
Remember calling cards?
I'm getting smart to this technology malarkey.
Bazza, we love you, man. Thank you for calling in and listening to this
awesome
show.
Well, I've got to go. The old lady's got the arm because I've woke her up. She's got to get off work in 2 hours. She just banged the bedroom door on me, so that's me on the fucking sofa.
How often do you have to sleep on that sofa?
We're good friends.
Go bang on that door, Bazza.
Is your sofa sick of you yet?
It's so fucking sick of him.
All right.
Yeah, well, it's got indentations now. So.
That's awesome. We love you, Bazza.
Anyway, I'll let you guys go.
Thanks, man. Thanks, mate. Thanks for calling in.
I'm just going
to... Yeah.
Go enjoy
give a
the lonely
prop
stranger.
To Aussie WUK in progress, because that's where I'm going to be this weekend.
Awesome, man.
Yeah, all the best. All the best of fucking British.
All the best.
And I'll see
you're lucky.
You soon.
You're lucky that you get to see that wrestling over there. I'd be interested to go to a show over there. There in Japan are two places I'd like to see shows.
Yeah, it's mental over here at the moment. It really is. It's really taken off.
It's taken off, man. It's taken off everywhere. But yeah, that indie scene over there is back up and running. Thanks for calling in, man.
Yeah, take care, guys.
All right,
keep your hand on that, buddy. Bazza Smith.
Yeah, hang up on the poor guy.
He was saying goodbye. You know how many interviews I hear where it's like, all right, we'll talk to you later. Okay. All right, goodbye.
Chirp, chirp.
All right, bye.
Cricket. Okay, bye. Cricket, oh, bye. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye. You ever have that awkward conversation with a girl and you don't know how to like get off the phone. It's just weird at the end.
Yes.
Tony doesn't talk to girls.
I don't talk to girls.
Not anymore. He's been married 30 years.
Going through a tunnel.
You're going through a tunnel?
Yeah, okay. So then you just lose and you just hang up.
You just, I'm going through a gotta go. Is that when you pretend to talk to girls on the phone?
I don't talk to girls on the phone.
I know. You're smart.
Yeah.
You don't even talk to Lisa?
What?
Lisa? Where's Lisa?
I don't know. Probably in Texas or Oklahoma or somewhere.
Lazy Lisa. I'm surprised she didn't call in yet.
The night is young, evidently.
We have Kevin and Fala here, and she hasn't called in yet.
Yeah, well, Fala doesn't know how to speak on the phone, so...
So anything else going on in wrestling? It's like, it's all bad shit.
Did you finish your Taz story?
Yeah, my friend went up to him and was like, I see is that real blood? And Taz goes, yeah, brother, it's real blood. That's it.
That's it? So Taz really knows how to play up to...
Yeah, he just wanted his burger.
Dude, you know what's sad is that, like, how many amazing things Taz did in ECW? Like, my fondest memory of him is when he debuted in WWE.
That was a great debut.
Like, it's, like, not my fondest, but it's, like, the one that Follows I remember
baffled.
The most because, like cause, I mean...
Beat me.
I guess can. I've seen that because I was there, so I guess, like... It was just so, like, awesome to finally see. Like, we all knew it was Taz coming in.
Yeah.
But then to finally hear the countdown and the pop of MSG.
Right.
Like, I never went to ECW, so I've never seen Taz live.
Yeah.
So, like, I never had a chance to experience what he had. I mean, all was on TV. Seeing Taz live for the first time, choking out Kurt Angle, was just a fucking dope-ass moment for me.
Yeah, man.
So, I mean, anyone else want to, like, chime in?
I feel like he's dead. And we're going around, like, at the wake, sharing memories.
No, but
does anyone else have some words
about, this is,
to say
this
about
Taz? This is Taz's first appearance on a show other than, you know, WWE or TNA.
Yeah, and his hometown.
And his hometown, first signing, I think, since he's left WWE.
It is.
If I'm not mistaken.
He doesn't do independent appearances. This is Taz's first indie appearance post-WWE. As you just said, it all goes down September the 12th from the St. Pat's CYO, Brooklyn, New York. Tickets on sale now. www.prowrestlingsyndicate.com. Don't miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Taz simply does not do appearances, but he is for PWS.
And he's doing it for Kevin Matthews.
Well, Kevin Matthews is from Bay Ridge. He's from Red Hook. This is Brooklyn Standouts, all in one show. I mean, have you even talked about any of the matches, Kevin?
I'm going to. Did you see me just pull it up? I just pulled it up, man.
Pull it up. Wait. What about you, Ba? Any Taz memories?
Ba.
Yes, that was a good match.
That was great.
Well, let's start with... Well, let's start with your client, Fala Ba, taking on the Monster Abyss.
Battle of the big men. You don't see Abyss too much anymore either, so this is going to be... Fala, what do you have planned for Abyss right now coming up on September 12th? Wait, watch it. What do you...
Eddie, translate, please.
I'll translate. Okay, go ahead. What do you have planned? Oh, hold on.
But Taz... Abyss, Brooklyn, bah.
Oh my God!
What did he say?
He's gonna take Janice, and stick it so far up Abyss's ass that when he smiles, it's going to look like he ate a thorn bush. I'm not kicking. And he's not gonna bleed. Because I won't let him get hurt.
There you go. So Fala Ba plans on doing some very devious things to Abyss. Guys.
And his asshole.
Yes. And everything. You just missed it.
Oh, sorry.
We're hyping up the match. Honestly, Fala Ba, 420 pounds. One of the quickest big men I've ever seen. He moves like a cruiserweight.
You were
Abyss
well.
Is definitely going to have his...
You look good.
His black hole widened.
He's definitely going to have one heck of a match because Fala Ba isn't lying down for anybody.
That's for damn sure.
There you go. Let's get right into the PWS Championship match. Dan Moff versus Kevin Matthews, the too cocky one himself from Bay Ridge, Brooklyn.
Oh, the fat, thin guy?
David Adams, give us your take on this match.
This is going to be unbelievable. Two fan favorites, Danny Moff winning the PWS Championship after time after time failing to do so. It was one of the only things in his coveted career he said that he had never done. Now that he's champion, he's looking to have a very long reign. And I can talk over you guys because I simply don't get distracted. But too cocky Kevin Matthews. He picked up an impressive victory over the cleaner Kenny Omega at Starland Ballroom and Danny Moff. He wants this match. Kevin Matthews wants this match in Kevin Matthews' hometown in front of his family and friends. Kevin Matthews, already the only three-time PWS champion in pro wrestling syndicate history, looking to be the only four-time champion.
My money's on Kevin Matthews
versus Moff. It's going to be one heck of a battle.
My money's on Kevin Matthews. And as soon as Kevin Matthews beats Danny Moff, Devin Moore is going to beat Kevin Matthews and be PWS champion. He'll have to share the belt, of course, with the rest of the Jackson 5.
Well, Devin Moore, he busted open Craven Varro pretty hard in the skull at Starland.
Oh, I thought he was dead.
We're going to have a chairs match. Am I correct in saying a chairs match?
Yes.
Devin Moore, Craven Varro. This is going to get brutal quick.
I'm hungry. I'm Craven Varro.
I'm Craven Metal. Craven Metal. Craven Varro and his perm mullet.
Wait, who's he taking on? Oh, yeah.
Devin Moore.
Chairs match.
Devin Moore.
I thought Craven died at Starland Ballroom, honestly.
That was
a pretty fucking hard fall.
And guys, we can't forget about this. The on-the-spot title shot, Rumble winner, Colt Boom Cabana. Boom, 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 Colt Cabana. Boom, boom. It's a catchy song. He takes on EC3, Ethan Carter III.
That's awesome.
That's going to be one heck of a match. Yeah. Obviously, we know that EC3, he's finally won the big championship for the company he works for.
Yeah.
And, you know.
You can say it. He works for
Impact Wrestling.
Yes, he does. He works for Impact Wrestling. He's undefeated, so maybe Colt Cabana will hand him his first defeat.
There you go.
Pro wrestling.
Is that like when you get your feet cut off, like the Wizard? You're defeated?
I've been defeated by diabetes.
Well, if I remember correctly, the last time we had EC3 at PWS, CPA took him to the limit, but
yes.
Ethan Carter III was able to come out on top against the abominable CPA.
We have the heavenly bodies of the Jackson 5 going for the PWS tag team titles once again against the handicap heroes.
That's not cool.
Handicap heroes.
That's not cool.
You know why we have this match? Because that deaf son of a bitch pulled me off the ring apron when I was just telling the referee that his shoe was untied. And then he kicked me in my stomach.
Talk about Hush?
Yeah, I'm talking about Hush. Maybe we can sign this for him.
Thought I heard a call.
We'll put a video up. So this is the opportunity, a big opportunity for my heavenly bodies to take the tag team titles.
Absolutely. Stack card top to bottom.
You guys are busting
over
guys,
there. Habib from the car wash, the bad apple Matt McIntosh.
Fuck
this is a rivalry
bitch.
That's over a year long. And on September 12th, St. Pat's CYO, it's going to be an I Quit match where one of these
groins?
Men are going to have to degrade themselves to the degree of saying the words I quit in front of a packed house.
There it is. Also, PWS television title Triforce match, Chris Payne, Brian Myers, the champion versus Bonesaw. I'm excited for that. Bonesaw interjected himself into that feud that also has been going on
fucking
quite strong
Bonesaw.
For a while.
How about two strong style fighters? This match is going to be, I hate to use it, quote-unquote show stealer, the Croatian sensation Mario Bokarda versus Davey Richards.
Open strong style.
This match is going to be awesome. Two guys that just know how to beat the living snot out of one another. This is going to be awesome.
That's suicidal six-way title match. Your champion is Starman, which I did not know that.
Read the cue card, young man.
Because you were not there.
I was not there. My brother got married. I'm sorry. Starman captured the PWS.
Less important.
You're right. You will see him take on the Amazing Red, Anthony Bowens, versus Drunklin Swashbuckler, Bobby Wayward, Mr. Wayward, the former champion.
He's from Brooklyn. Drunklin.
The lifeguard, Mytel, and Dylan Stiffwood.
Yeah, I love Dylan Stiffwood.
Well, Dylan Stiffwood, definitely instrumental in Mytel.
Adams likes it without the Dylan part.
Oh, Dylan Stiffwood, definitely instrumental in helping the
He's
life of Mike Dell pick
instrument.
Up a victory over Drunken Swashbuckler at Starland.
Yes, sir. That's going to be an awesome show.
Dude, CPA versus Mantar, by the way.
That should be the main event.
You had to build
event.
It up. And last but certainly not least.
I thought I did it.
Mantar versus the abominable CPA.
That's why
you're there and I'm here.
Well, also, there's going to be appearances by the lovely Angelina Love, New Jack, Balls Mahoney, and Homicide. And guys, I'll be honest with you, I don't know. If New Jack tells me to call his tag team what I think he wants me to call them, we'll see what happens.
David Adams, what does he want you to call them?
Wolf.
New Jax.
So if I'm in a, I heard you guys talking about this on the last podcast. If I'm in a position to have to announce Brian Excel and Delroy,
don't do it.
I'm gonna have to figure it out under pressure.
You're gonna have to go New Jax.
That's what I said.
New Jax.
You just have to play. Somebody play Queen under pressure.
That's gonna be an awkward moment if New Jax like, yeah. Listen up, David Adams. Yeah. I got this tag team now, right? I got Brian XL. I got Delroy, if you're paying attention. You know the name of my tag team, David Adams?
No, sir. What's the name of your tag team?
I think you know the name of my tag team. Hold on. Let me write it down on this piece of paper. All right. Just tell me if you could read my handwriting.
Keep it up. I'm a nigga.
At that What's point, the name of my tag team?
Nobody will be focusing on my words. They're going to be looking at the wet stain on my pants because I will have pissed myself at that point. It's kind of like when a wrestler asks you to announce them twice during a live show and you don't know what the F is going on.
What
but you just
say?
Have to do it.
What did Sabu say to you?
You say it.
You announced
it.
Him once. And then he comes out.
Let's not give him too much exposure, but he pulls me over, and I'm like, all right. And then he kind of puts his head on my collar, and he goes, sounded good. I want you to do it again in the ring. So, for the record, he said sounded good.
So he knew you did it already.
So he knew that I announced him. He goes, sounded good. I want you to do it again in the ring, please.
And
I
was like,
so trust me. Yeah, he knew that I announced him. So let's move on because I don't want to give him any more exposure. And I'm sure other parties we're affiliated with don't want it either.
Absolutely.
But for the record, he pulled me aside and said, one more time, sounded good. I want you to do it in the ring now. So there you go. We're on the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
So
the more you know.
And then he whispered to David, at least you got nice tits.
Yes, he was actually referring to me. My negative A's are rocking today.
Negative A's.
Negative A's, baby.
I thought he said negative AIDS.
Negative AIDS. Negative A cups, baby. These things are nice. All breastbone. You hear that? I got the best breastbone in all the land.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. David Adams here, and you guys wanted me to be in studio. Wait, this guy's twirling his hand around. Loo-dee-doo. We're not wrapping it up.
No, we're not wrapping it up.
What are you, a fag?
We got 10 minutes. We got 10 minutes.
Maybe 7. I don't know.
So 10. 7.
So we better make the most of it.
Do we have anything else we need to plug at least? Kevin, are you doing any shows coming up?
No.
Come I on, am, but we can wait till next week.
Plug it now. Who cares?
You have a special show? Very special show?
No, but just my show that's been standing room only.
Really?
And, nice.
The one you actually attended a couple months back at West Orange, Egan's in West Orange, New Jersey. Yeah. I implore you to make reservations or to just at least plan to get there early because we sell out the place. So
this is how humble Kevin is. Let me just point this out. When we were doing Kevin Sullivan, when we were getting Kevin Sullivan promoting that show in Massachusetts,
come worship the devil with me.
Kevin promoted that show for like 4 months, but to promote something for himself, he's like, nah, don't worry about it.
Don't come see me.
Can you like invite me to one of your comedy shows? I want to heckle the fuck out of you.
That's not nice.
Return the favor.
I would love that.
No, I'm actually kidding, but I actually want to see one of your comedy bits.
I mean, I got some stuff coming up, so.
Kevin performs everywhere.
So, yes, you got it going.
All day, every day.
Donkey shows, too?
I don't know what that is.
Just because we call him an ass doesn't mean there's donkeys involved. You like that?
Mm-hmm. Baha.
So we plug PWS. Is there anything else to cover?
No, it's like wrestling's kind of boring right now in the
This
mainstream.
Was so action-packed, though. I feel like we shouldn't drag it out.
Well, real quick,
it.
Guys, we did hype up St. Pat's CYO, Brooklyn, New York. That's Saturday night, September the 12th, 8 p.m. bell time. Meet and greet starts at 6. But also, PWS... Our roster is so big. We got a ring truck. We got two rings. We can do everything.
We got Fala.
Saturday afternoon, September the 12th, Sussex County Fairgrounds. It's Taco Festival hosted by...
Oh, wait, taco music. Fuck, wait.
I forgot about
music.
That.
I can do Taco Bell taco music.
Taco.
There you go.
Taco Bell taco music?
Whatever.
I like that. There you go. The Revolting Blob will be hosting Taco Festival with
awesome.
PWS Talent. It's going to be a 1 o'clock show and I think a 4 o'clock show.
Oh my
so
God.
Check out some of the young upstarts in the afternoon that PWS has to offer.
In
and
the
then
afternoon.
Come see the A-Team. Dun, 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 dun. At PWS, Saturday night, September the 12th, 8 p.m. bell time. Also, the Edison Fall Family Spectacular. You got Fall Family Spectacular music, September 26th. Not one, but two shows for FREE Free, Edison, New Jersey. It's going to be an afternoon show and a nighttime delight. And then also...
Ooh, Nighttime Delight.
Nighttime Delight.
That's what Debbie Kane calls them.
That's what Fall and I are going to go get a Nighttime Delight after this show.
To
right,
quote
Fall
my boy Rufus Ray Smith, you already know.
Did you say Roofie Ray Smith?
Ruthless Ray Smith would say.
I don't want Roofie Ray Smith. Well, maybe I do.
And then mark it on your... Everything's at ProWrestlingSyndicate.com. October the 3rd, we go back to Union.
Union.
Where we're going to have all kinds of stars in attendance. We're going to have China there. We're going to have top contestants.
Hi.
We're going to have the PWS roster.
Do you guys see my video?
And when do you guys get coming back to the Raleigh Rec Center? Well, I'm glad you asked, JP.
JP, I'm gonna twerk for you.
Well, JP, we'll be back at the Raleigh Rec Center on Saturday night, October the 24th.
Hunter hit me, and I was very sad. X-Pac fucked me in my ass.
And he was very ignorant. Ignorant.
Don't treat me like a woman. Just treat me like a man.
That's ignorant. That's ignorant, Tony.
You ever hear her moaning? It's like,
have you?
Yes.
I didn't watch the movies.
I've watched them all.
Oh, does she really have a penis clit?
Yeah, kinda.
Ugh.
X-Pac actually puts it in his mouth and he pulls on it like taffy.
No. You ever like see Laffy Taffy?
What movie was it where the kid got his tongue stuck to the pole and it was like,
a Christmas Story, Tony?
Stop it! You guys are ruining my childhood! His son's a bitches!
It's stuck!
Was X-Pac like,
it's stuck! It's stuck!
We gotta go to class!
It's stuck! God damn it.
China's just laying there.
It feels good.
You guys are retarded.
I'm so glad I came back from Japan. Where am I?
I have X-Pac heat.
My clit was bigger than everyone's penis here.
Oh.
Domo arigato.
Mr. Robot.
Domo arigato. Eat my asshole. Eddie, I want to be on your show. Oh, my God. Imagine Sunny Skyping and China calls her.
Wow.
That's a visual to take home, kids.
They should make that happen. We just gave them $1 million idea, to be honest with you.
Holy shit.
You know,
if Sunny doesn't sign with Vivid immediately, she's got problems.
Has she been offered Vivid contracts for real?
I don't know.
According to her, I don't know.
You guys just gave me indigestion.
Phil Reyes says, like taffy, in all caps. You're welcome, Phil. Take that to bed tonight.
Taffy, China Pub.
I want candy. Bubblegum and taffy.
612 Wolf Avenue. What? That show ended, by the way. We can end with that. Another sad note.
What?
Oh, Aqua Teen
Hunger Force officially ended.
Is it done?
Yeah. Want me to spoil it for you?
No. I'll find it.
The ending's a two-parter. So it airs in half an hour.
I'm out of a job now.
Exactly. I'm a goddamn meatball, so roll me up and eat me.
I didn't think we were on TV anymore.
This is why we can have nice things.
Kermit the Frog has a new girlfriend.
Denise.
Yeah, what a pig.
What about the nephew?
Is she a pig?
She's a pig.
She's a pig.
Is Kermit
She's
here?
A pig.
I thought I heard pigs.
He loves us.
That's right.
I thought Kermit actually wanted to break this news on the Shining Wizards podcast himself.
Oh, hello, everybody.
Oh, there we go. Kermit the Frog has called in.
Kermit, what's green and smells like pork?
My finger, you asshole.
Kermit, breaking news. Tell us about the new girlfriend and what's going on with Denise.
Oh, Denise is always on Denise.
Waka waka waka.
I like to give her my tadpole.
So she's not the only one that's hanging out below your waist, is what we're saying.
Holy shit.
What, you mean Jim Henson's dead hand?
Oh, Jesus. What the fuck happened tonight?
Is Denise cheating on you with Jim Henson's dead hand?
Oh, God, I hope not.
TMZ's reporting, Kermit.
Well, you know, TMZ is very reliable. Do you like Denise? She gives great bacon.
Oh, God.
Well, she has wide-set eyes, like an Asian pig.
Miso.
It's not easy
Miso.
Being an Asian pig.
Unga.
Miso.
I'm just busting.
It's a lot harder to drive than it used to be.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so porky. So porky. We love you long time.
Fuck it.
She hates making me pork fried rice, and I don't understand why. So she just gives me the white rice.
Oh, my God.
Thank right. you for joining us.
Kermit the Frog, thank you for stopping by.
Hey, I'm not everyone. Done yet.
Oh, yeah, you're done.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows?
We have.
What's on the other side?
Guys, check out our friends from the North,
Miss
Smash
Piggy,
Wrestling.
You whore. You
Smash-Wrestling.com. Wildcat Sports. WildcatSports.com. At Wildcat Sports. Did they ever find their belt, by the way?
I ate it.
Did you or did Denise?
House of Glory, HOG
Jim
Wrestling
Henson's
on the Twitter. House of Glory Online.com.
Did you just do hog. House of Glory?
Yes.
Hey, did somebody say hog? Hey, Denise, get over here.
Good Lord.
Does she call it, does she call you Kermit too, or is that just...
She calls me Green Thunder Crotch.
Winner, winner.
Holy
pork
shit.
Pork dinner.
David Adams.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Oh,
thank you for joining us. This was a pleasure.
I would like to come in. Focus does not have to be on me when I come
just
in again. I just want to come hang out with you silly little bastards.
Absolutely. Falabah, thank you for sitting
Luthez,
in.
Luthez, thanks for being here.
Luthez.
And it wouldn't be wrestling unless you plugged yourself. Facebook.com/DavidAdams.RingAnnouncer. You can go and tweet me on the tweet machine at Voice of the Ring. You can look at my dirty pics on Instagram, David_Adams_PWS. And you can just, you know, just say what's up at the shows. We'll take a pic, whatever you want to do.
You're asking for disaster.
Whatever you want
to
do.
Say hello to you.
Book David Adams. Book Debbie Kane at Kane316.
Kane! No, you can definitely look up Debbie Kane.
Kane316 says, I just whooped your ass.
Yeah, if you want a chick that fights like a dude, book Debbie Kane.
Wow.
She's one of the toughest chicks that I know. Yeah, she's nice. Not one of them girly little ring rat chicks.
You're
that's
bruised.
For sure.
Why are you so bruised up?
Hanging out with
it.
The snooker, brother.
Oh, no.
Sorry. No, we love Jimmy.
Book Fala, too, if you want.
Yes, please.
You can follow, you can
one
follow
of the
him
best
at.
Best big men in the game Fala. Today.
He needs money to repair the leak in his hut.
We're millionaires, Kevin. We don't need money.
And we are the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Please come see Taz next week. We are not millionaires.
www.wrestlingsyndicate.com. September the 12th. No chance.
This is my company, damn it. Take off your bra.
Small, crazy politicians.
Good night, everyone.
Muppets.
Oh. This is the best song ever.
You fucked up my line. I was going to say Muppets instead of puppets.
This guy's going to buy me a house one day.
That's got to be Kane. That's got to be Kane. Yay!
It's got to be Kane.
Yes.
Great.
I don't want to end this show, but
I know.
We want you to be left wanting more.
Wizards Podcast on Twitter.
Tune in next week when Matt's back and the show's a disaster.
Tune in next week when Matt's back and the show's shitty.
Matt, you're fired.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.